time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Sue and Elisa Kaczynski from Kaczynski Farms in Westfield and Farm Stand and Fruit Wine.
Hi, I'm Moira Rose. And if you love fruit wine as much as I do, then you'll appreciate the craftsmanship and quality of a local vintner.
Sue and Elisa, you are a grandmother and granddaughter respectively, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So how long have you been involved with the farm, Sue?
We actually started the farm in 83, and then we built the farm stand in 1999, and then we built the winery in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this progression. So you were farming first, and then where were you selling all your vegetables without the farm stand?
Everything went to wholesale.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the factors in actually putting up the farm stand. Going from wholesale to retail, the money went more directly into our pockets.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. Way, but
No. That's why CISA is here, because there's 750,000 people in the three counties who want to eat. And if you could sell it to all of us, then why do we have to go wholesale?
It's one of the many realities of farming in general. So, like, by all means, be very frank about it.
How do you make the margins work?
Right.
So are you doing any wholesale now, or is it all retail at the farm stand?
A good percentage of it, I'm going to say probably up around 70%, goes into retail now.
So I'm curious, when did you start the orchard up? Was it right at the beginning, or was there an orchard there on the land?
No, that was actually a dairy farm. The gentleman and his wife that owned it before us had a lot of bad luck in the last 2 years of ownership. And they were looking for a couple that would take over and promise that it would be a farm.
Uh-huh.
And we said we wanted to put an orchard in there. He was thrilled to death.
And did you have to promise to have a granddaughter that wanted to take over for you?
I already had one, so I was pretty sure she'd follow me. No, she's been with me at the store since she was 6 years old, so she knows it better than I do at this point.
And she is Elisa Kaczynski, who's the manager, and we're talking with Sue Kaczynski from Kaczynski Farms and Farm Stand.
Were your parents involved in the farm also, or are they currently involved in the farm, or did it just skip a generation and go straight to you?
Like mustaches, which I believe skip a generation. My dad has a mustache. I don't. Now my son has a mustache. Isn't that weird?
My dad is involved in the farm currently. He takes care of the part of the farm that is on Shaker Road in Westfield. The farm stand and my grandmother's property is on Russellville Road. I'm living on the Feeding Hills property, and I take care of that property. So we each kind of have our own little section of the farm that we're taking care of.
And by take care of, you mean you're farming it? You're, like, responsible for farming it?
I do run a pick-your-own business, strawberry business there. Uh-huh. That is my little baby that I started a few years ago.
I'm always amazed when families can work together. Maybe I'm saying more about my family than yours when I say that. But I'm kind of curious, was it strategic to make sure everyone sort of had a little bit of their domain where they could bring their creativity and thought and run it and then, you know, learn how to manage?
I was very fortunate to have chosen a man who considered females equal very quickly.
Mm.
And so when we started our farm, we were partners. I was one of the only females that went to any of the meetings that went on as far as the farming was concerned. And we brought our children immediately into that atmosphere. So it has stayed.
And how does it feel to pick that legacy up from your grandmother there, Elisa?
I mean, she's left a pretty great legacy. Everybody knows her. Everybody loves her who comes in. And it's really cool to be able to have my own portion that I'm working on. You know, that was cool. I came out of college and my dad turned to me and said, well, do you want to do something on the farm? And I said, how about strawberries?
Can we take a step back and can you share, like, you and your husband both have an academic background. How was that helpful when you became actual farm owners?
Both of us are actually teachers on top of this. So knowing that we could take what we were doing physically in the field into our classrooms, he was a physics teacher, I was a chemistry teacher, and we applied it accordingly.
Keeps you out of the ivory tower into the dirt of the fields, I suppose, right?
Well, I always feel like if you've got a chem degree and you're doing farming, like you have a leg up. I feel like that chemistry would also come in when the winery showed up, because fermentation is all chemistry.
Yeah.
But when and how did the winery come about for the farm?
Well, back when we first started harvesting our apples, okay, so that goes back to, I don't know, 1990 or so, we were looking for a market for our produce. And so the first thought was the farm stand. And then as we went along, we said, you know, we should really make our own wine. We thought about what we had, and we did some investigating to find out what the opportunity might be to start fermenting our different fruits. And so now we're up to 13 or 15 wines that we're making, of which a good percentage of them are coming out of our fields.
Are any of them grapes?
No grapes whatsoever.
So all non-grape fruit wine.
Yes.
The muskmelon goodness to his oak Chardonnay, and the dazzling peach crab apple to his Riesling Rioja.
And the name of the winery is what?
Raven Hollow.
Tell us about that name, because it's not, you didn't call it Kaczynski Farm Wine. You called it a different name.
It actually does have a history. We got the whole family together and said, what should we name this winery now that we're going to have it? And so everybody did a little bit of investigating as to what maybe our name really meant. And it just so happens that Kaczynski means blackbird.
Aha. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So there was a black birch winery already in our area.
Yes.
And we didn't want to step on any toes, so we decided that we would change that a little bit, think of the first blackbird we could find, and the crow went by and went, there we go.
The crows don't just have eyes, we also have wings.
We'll use raven, close enough. And it is in a hollow, so the two went together very nicely.
Was it tricky legally to make an alcoholic product as a farm product with wine? I know that there are different licenses for, you know, on-site beer makers and things like that. Was that a tricky process?
We were one of the first ones in our area to try this. Mm. We were fortunate at the time that the governor was 100% behind us, came out to see what we were doing.
So last week, the farm stand opened. So if I swing by in the back half of April, beginning of May, what am I going to find?
So right now, the biggest things we have going, unfortunately, there's no fruits or vegetables that we're growing ourselves that are ready at this point. But around the end of May, beginning of June, we'll start having strawberries, asparagus, that sort of thing. But you can find in our greenhouses, they're absolutely loaded with gorgeous Mother's Day hangers, six packs for your garden, pretty much anything you want to plant outside. Mother's Day is usually our biggest weekend at this time of year, because everyone's looking for those, that gift for their mom or their grandmother.
Unless they decide their mother or grandmother would rather have a bottle of wine.
Or you could get a bottle of wine.
Or both.
Or both.
Or if your grandmother owns the farm that you work at, then what do you get her? There's nothing to get her. She already owns it all.
Well, at that point, I'd just make, you know, put some little sprinkles on top of something.
Personalize.
A little love.
And you do have some baked goods you brought here, too. So are those available at the farm stand as well right now?
Yes, we do have our bakery up and running. We have pies available, brownies, muffins, cupcakes, breads, donuts, the donuts that everyone comes for. We've had a lot of people come in and say, oh my gosh, I've waited all winter for these donuts. And we do have the deli open, so homemade potato salad, ham salad, homemade mac and cheese on the weekends.
That's
so.
Her favorite, by the way.
We heard it in her voice.
Yeah.
And in addition, we're going to taste this soon, because we have a bevy of beautiful baked treats in front of us, and I am hungry. But you are still taking signups for your CSA. You do offer a CSA.
So our CSA starts in June. We do signups over the winter. We offer a small share, a large share, and a couple things that are different than a normal CSA. We offer a wine share, so you can try one of the wines every week as an add-on to your CSA. You can also do a bake share add-on, so you could get a pie every week, or breads or cookies.
I'll just say this is the time to do it, because at CISA we inevitably hear people in end of May saying, I went to try to sign up for a CSA, but they're filled up. So yeah, you got to think a little bit ahead. So now's the time.
We're speaking with Sue Kaczynski and Elisa Kaczynski from Kaczynski Farms in Westfield. Is it true that you're using corn to a great effect?
Absolutely.
To try to run the farm? Tell us about what you're doing with corn.
Well, having the background of a chemistry teacher, we wanted to make sure that we were in compliance with nature. We believe that if we can grow something and then use that as a fuel, we're in the cycle and we're trying to make our place as sustainable as possible. So anyway, I've got to say at least 15 years, I think more, we have been using corn stoves. My son, her father, actually grows the corn. He has about 400 acres of field corn, and it goes out for feed and it goes out for fuel. And so anyway, I have my own special corn that comes in, no charge, so it's very inexpensive, and we burn that at night. They're very efficient.
Does it smell like popcorn all the time?
It does. It does. You get immune to it after a while. But the neighbors were just, they'd come over when we first started doing this, and they would say, is there something burning in there? And they said, it smells like popcorn. And we were like, it's corn.
And can you give us a peach update, since everyone in New England was so sad last year?
Well, right now they're in full bloom. They're absolutely beautiful. But last time I said that, we lost the whole crop. So they're looking good right now. Most years, if you have had a bad year the year before and your production was down, nature seems to come in and say, okay, we've got to make up for that. So I can't even explain how pink those trees are right now. And I will tell you, yes, last year was a really bad year for peaches. The only peach that we actually harvested, I ate. So
membership has its privileges.
I was going to say, it's like benefits for being the matriarch of the farm.
But you had to hide away when you did it, because otherwise 2 million people in New England would have rushed to your house.
I watched that peach every day. And then my husband came home and he said, where's the peach? And I'm like, oh, it was so good.
Sue Kaczynski and Elisa Kaczynski from Kaczynski Farms in Westfield. You want to try that before we go?
Yes.
All right. Elisa is going to taste test it.
I mean, I'm pumpkin muffins.
You can find out about all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org. Your assessment of the pumpkin muffin?
Fantastic texture and flavor. Sometimes it's too much in one direction or the other, but like this is really good.
It's like Cupcake Wars over here.